Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian Tommy Brennan plus tampons and Josh's beard. It's on the way in just a second.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch-style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Station.
Are you looking to add a little dance to your pants? Are you hoping to turn heads without costly and painful surgery? Then visit the Bob and Tom Personal Care Outlet Mall and experience the newest way to grow your fro.
Hi, I'm Chick McGee. I know what you're thinking, but Chick, hair hides inches. Well, that's only when you're naked. See, when I put King Kong behind closed doors, I want the ladies to notice a bulge that rivals those old Jim Palmer ads in Sports Illustrated. Thanks to this, I can achieve that look in just a few short weeks.
From the makers of Miracle-Gro, it's the Pubidor. The Pubidor starts at the root system, giving your patch a major poof that only the latest in Frigamol technology can provide.
Wow, Chick. Is that an airbag in your pants? Or are you just happy to see me?
Let's just say my curly fries have gone home style.
Oh.
The Pubidor is a simple three-step system. First, apply the Miracle Mix to desired region. Place those puny pubes in curlers, and then let the Pubidor leave you high and dry.
Wow, it looks like a blooming onion.
The Pubidor, now available at the Bob and Tom Personal Care Outlet Mall. Warning, not intended for beards, backs, or buttocks. Ask for the Pubidor by name. Pubidor. Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat Godwin in the performance room. Hello, hey. Hello, Pat.
Hey, Chick.
There he is. There's Josh Arnold. Willie.
With a new poem from a new poet.
Oh, my.
Oh, okay. Yes,
it's turned into poem day. I'm loving it. There's Ace Cosby. Hey. I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold with our special guests.
Fresh from the ladies' room, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Not our guests. That came out wrong.
You went to the ladies' room?
Yeah, this place, I went to go to the bathroom. Everything was full.
There wasn't a hole around here without an ass on it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knocked, because there's the odds are you're the only woman in the building right now, I hope.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
Yeah, so... But I tell you what, I know Pat always sneaks in there.
I love it in there.
Yeah, he's usually not going to make sure I am in there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's what he's trying for.
Got a quick flash.
Yeah.
Joining us in the studio, comedian Tommy Brennan. It's good to see you, Tommy.
Hello.
And Willie G, son number two. Hey, Willie.
We were driving in. I was telling Tommy, I was like, the show's very regimented. As soon as we get in there, my dad's going to intro us. Just don't say anything. And then the whole ladies' room diatribe. I couldn't have been more wrong describing what was going to go on in here.
And by the way, you're out of tampons.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I appreciate that.
No, you are.
Yeah. I'll restock.
And bourbon.
why did you check the supply of tampons in the ladies' room?
Because there's a basket.
It's a basket.
There's a basket on top.
Oh, there
of
are
the,
plenty in there. There's a little tin case with. There are a bunch of red ones in there.
Oh yeah, those are different.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh. What did you say, Josh?
There's a bunch of red ones in the.
Okay. We got to catch these guys up. What's going on here?
Tommy and Willie. All week I decided to shave my winter's beard, and yes. All week I've let the folks here decide how I'm going to look. And we've gotten some poems about me trimming my beard.
Okay, we should explain to Tommy. I know Willie is aware of this.
I feel like I did explain.
No, but you didn't.
As a matter of fact, you said, let me explain, I believe.
But you didn't explain the phases and the stages.
Yes. I think he kind of did.
There can't be a deeper
plot line here. Monday, it was mutton chops with a connecting mustache.
I like that.
Nothing on the chin.
Yes, Tuesday, I disconnected the mustache from the chops.
Sideburns and Fu Manchu.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
You really want to get involved in Josh's thing.
This is radio that people can't see it.
Thursday was just Fu Manchu. I actually referred to it as True Man Chew because true man would sport it. And now today's just the regular mustache. May I continue?
Who wrote the poem?
You are really something.
This comes to us from Trucker Daryl from Paxico, Kansas.
Oh, hey.
You ready? Now, this is the structure changes here. It starts A, B, A, B, and then kind of does its thing.
Wow. Right.
After that. Thine face lay bare, bereft of beard. Most all approve. Tom only jeered.
Ah.
It is a choice that you may soon not abide as you regretfully discover that you can no longer offer free a mustache. A ride.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Daryl.
Wonderful.
Isn't it nice to know that there are great poets out there just rolling down the highway?
Or at least poets, yes.
And a truck driver, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the ones from before, those were also just excellent. We may have to revisit them.
Yeah, we've got some good things. Nice. We should probably post them. Maybe I'll read them and we can post them.
We need to put up phases of you with your beard and like some soft music as a retrospective of you going over your beard.
In memoriam.
Yeah.
Now, Pat is apparently doing his impression.
Genghis Khan.
What is happening to your hair, Pat?
Hey, Josh, Pat was in the basement all night. What did he just say?
The time machine is finished.
Marty!
If you want to see this, Ace, how
1.21 gigawatts!
How does one view this, Ace?
Check out the Bob and Tom YouTube channel.
Thank you very much. Now, let's review. In the building, we have the lady. That's Ms. Hooker sitting in for Christy Lee.
Lady!
No facial hair.
Well, hold on. Nope, I'm good.
Then we have Mr. McGee with a nice beard.
Howdy do!
Ace, once again, is completely shaved. Ace and I disagree. Ace with a beard, not good.
I like it.
I'd like it too.
No. It looks great.
I think it's
fantastic.
Fine.
Fantastic.
Your dad forced me to shave.
I know.
Jeez.
When Ace, George Steinbrenner, eh?
No, when Ace has a beard, it looks like it just looks like he's been kidnapped and put in a storage shed for a week. But I'm sorry. So let's get back to it. Our guest, Tommy Brennan, clean shaven.
Yes. This is about a 7-day shadow here.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Pretty nice.
Yeah, you have that game show host look.
I'll take that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Doesn't he look like he could be
the next Seacrest?
Yeah, sitting.
No, he looks like he could be best friends with Lyle and Eric Menendez.
I think the style.
That's
the
what he looks like.
Yeah, I would love to be.
Yeah, the vintage jacket does give that time frame.
Is it truly vintage, or is Adidas making those again, or what?
I believe this one is. I shop for them on the road. I like to look. Always like a jet ski came to life. That's kind of what I go for.
That is perfect. That's perfect. And then Willie G. I haven't seen Willie for a few weeks.
Yeah, good to see you, Dad.
Good to see you, Dad. Now, this counts for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Yeah.
I can't tell if Willie has a mustache and he's sort of wearing a military green button. Yeah. I can't tell if you are military or protesting that.
First off,
the look goes either way.
I was not aware I looked like that, and I'm not trying to steal valor, fellas. I feel bad about that one. No, I got the mustache. Man, I've been growing this thing out for 3 days. I hate that I had to come here on beautiful Josh Arnold Mustache Day.
Mm-hmm. No, we're brothers in arms.
I really hope we are.
Brothers in lips.
I think what Willie means is you have a magnificent bastard for a mustache over there.
Well, Willie, yours is 3 days. This is months, dude. So yours, we'll get there in months.
No, this has been since December, Josh. I haven't shaved.
Oh, I thought he said 3 days.
Really?
I'm sorry. I haven't shaved since December. You got to keep that thing.
No.
Now, are you taking a survey among your friends and loved ones about the stash?
Yes, I don't know. My friends like it. My girlfriend doesn't like it.
She doesn't.
No, she thinks it makes me look like a pedophile.
Well she's not.
But she's,
all right, that seems a little harsh.
She's an idiot. She's 14. What does she know?
You.
Ho!
Wait a minute.
You're doing jokes, guys. What's your damn time?
Willie, I have to say, you're throwing me because you look just like my son right now.
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I texted Max Hooker. I go, big guy, send me a picture. I'm showing it to my barber.
We might have to do a side by side. It's startling, right, guys?
Yeah, they look
exactly alike right
now. Now, Tommy, can you grow facial hair?
Yeah, I can. Not the stash. Yeah, it gets a little blonde up here, but I can do a. I had a pretty bad one a couple years ago. Went 3 months.
Bad beard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's. I kind of just look. I still have a young look somehow.
You do.
It looks like I've glued it on. Oh, it looks like I'm in like a bad community theater.
Don't take this the wrong way. If they were making a movie about, you could be a senior in high school in a movie. Nobody would blink twice. They.
Oh, yeah. He'd be the bad guy, too.
Yeah, yeah, but you could sure easily walk into a high school.
Yeah, incredibly cast. You are very castable. Yeah.
What's your problem, Arnold?
But couldn't you also see him being the buddy of the, I mean, if not the lead, but the buddy of the lead going, hey, man, you should go after Heather. She's
The yes man. Yeah. That's what I would love to play, the best friend. Or I'd play the friend of the villain.
Okay.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
The sidekick who maybe comes around at the end and turns out to be a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay. Yeah.
You're 30?
Wow. Yeah, I just refuse to act.
That is amazing. Now, Pat, if you were cast in a movie as a member of the faculty of a school, any ideas what you'd be?
What would I be?
Yeah.
Would you? You mean what subject he's teach?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I would teach theater, of course. And I would hire this young man, and there'd be a casting couch, of course. That's,
absolutely.
Somehow I knew that.
This is quite common. You want the part or not?
Yeah. Emote for me, boy.
We have to get to your life, Tommy. Where are you from?
From St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Minnesota, yeah.
See, this ties right in.
Yeah.
Because we had the story this morning from the Minnesota Star about...
I made you a target.
We did.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you ever experienced this, but apparently many of the schools in Minnesota until the early 70s required the boys to swim naked.
Oh.
During a health class.
Yeah, so they would do that. Did you ever experience that?
I didn't. It was a little bit before my time.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
But maybe your family,
I'm sure my dad, yeah, explains why we never made eye contact. Seems like that was probably scarring.
Oh, yeah.
This is so disturbing. Now we're getting people that have experienced this writing us emails, so I'd like to hear more about it. Are you from a big family, small family? What's the story?
Big family, one of eight kids. Yeah, that's Willie and I were talking about it. He's got a bunch of siblings. I got a bunch of siblings. Mine all from the same two parents.
That's weird.
So yeah, proofs. You can do it.
Weird.
You can have eight kids and still not like each other. You know, that's they prove they can. You can make it happen.
We've been married 52 years. And I hate her. Just
about her. Boys, girls. What's the
mostly girls? I got six sisters. Bunch of them are gay. Yeah.
Bunch of them are gay?
Bunch of them are gay. Yeah, it's a WNBA situation at our house. It's great.
Boy, how would you like that tampon concession, huh, Tom?
Where do you fall in the...
I'm six down.
No, he meant gay or straight.
Oh, yeah, God. I'm still figuring it out.
It takes a while. That's
the right answer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Aren't 30, we all? I got time.
Yeah.
What do you suppose is the last conversion age-wise?
Last conversion age-wise? Oh, like, was there a 98-year-old who said, you know what?
Some dude, yeah.
Wasn't Christopher...
Top Gun, what was it? Is it she?
The word conversion might be problematic.
Yeah.
But,
sorry. You know what I mean.
No. Let me step in here and defend my buddy Tom. He means, when are you not normal anymore?
Yeah. No, I mean...
On the other side, at what point can you be saved? I think
that is kind of what that's...
This is a whole calendar.
You mean like the late life lesbian?
Exactly.
Situation.
There's the term late life lesbian.
Yeah. Christopher Plummer, I think his last movie was about an 80-year-old.
Yeah, later on in life.
Yeah, a good movie.
A man who,
great movie.
Beginners or something?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Is that a matter of being closeted because of society or not?
It seemed like it was
suddenly realizing, hey, wait a minute.
I think his wife died, and then he said,
it was his choice about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of, I don't know. It's not something I'm
you know, loveless marriage, stuff
so,
like that.
So, in other words, Tommy, there's still time.
There's time. We'll see what happens when Josh finally shaves the mustache.
Yeah, you never know what spark might fly.
We were talking about you in the green room, and you do look a lot like Matt Damon. Do you get that a lot?
Yeah, I mean, the internet will just find different ways of, like, calling me white.
Okay.
And Matt Damon is one of them. But it'll be like, oh, you look like Matt Damon and insert another, like Paul Rudd had a kid.
Okay.
Or it'll be like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, or Ben Affleck and Chris Pratt.
Gotcha.
But it's just all the white guys.
I would go with a young Tom Brady.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's dead on.
He actually,
that's true.
He was less good looking when he was younger, but I'll take it. That's I feel like his picture out of college was rough.
Yeah, I'm saying Ethan Hawke.
Okay.
There Ethan we go.
I'm seeing Ethan Hawke and you and me in a sauna. I mean,
Josh.
Yes.
That's not normal behavior.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Willie with a mustache looks like, let me think here. With that particular mustache, it looks like.
Dad, I don't want to stop you, but we've already had it. We're having a great morning. We already had a handshake. I mean, this is really intimate. I don't know if you want to mess
done enough
up
damage,
right
you say.
I was going to say Matt Damon and Rico Suave.
Oh, thank you. I'll take that.
Okay.
Didn't you get a haircut yesterday?
I got canceled. My whole day yesterday turned to
crap.
Your show, yes. Yeah. Kelly's been in, she's sick, so I ended up driving across town 30 times.
Man, those
life is hard.
Those sideburns you
for loved ones.
No, but kids have to be two places at the same time.
I don't know. Oh, and you know what? You've got a weekend coming up, and those are
and it's her birthday.
Those are brutal.
Oh yeah,
it's her birthday today.
Oh,
so
double brutal.
Well, her first present I already gave her. I slept in the guest room.
So that was a thoughtful gift.
That is a thoughtful gift.
I'm sure that she enjoyed it.
I didn't have to hear that. Oh, what's going on? Please. Oh, never mind.
It's so weird sleeping in your own house in a different bed.
Really? I feel like you'd
get used
to
it.
You just moved in
2 years ago.
Has it been 2 years? It hasn't been two years.
Has it?
I think it is, yeah.
Holy hell.
But I
gotta pay attention.
I mean, and I couldn't find the lights and...
Yeah. Well, but you're...
You should wander around your house. Get familiar with
your lights suck at your house. Rich people lights are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Get a switch. Your lights
stink. If I ever do it again, I'm not getting talked into that ridiculous
thing. The
do it again.
There's a button that says parlor. There's a button. It makes no sense. Yeah. The lights there. Just...
I think your next house is going to be a drawer, pal. Okay.
Hey.
Hey, me too.
No. The answer is mausoleum. The drawer is
just going in the ground.
The drawer is while they build the mausoleum.
Oh. My next house is an urn.
You gotta go in the ground, baby.
I've never known anybody that's been mausoleumed. Have you guys?
Oh yeah, my family does that. Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was buried.
So they're above ground.
Yeah, and it's a locked door, and you go in, and that's where you visit.
The one I was married into was drawers outside, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, and they were all locked down, and it was very granite marble. And, yeah.
Is there an odor? I mean, aren't you rotting in there over time?
No, I think sealed. It's airtight.
You know, bodies are filled full of embalming fluid for a reason. You know?
Well, not people of all faiths.
Oh.
That's true.
We really haven't had time to meet our guest, Tommy.
Yeah, let's please.
I have a serious question for you. I am a Tom.
Yes.
And very few people ever called me Tommy.
Yeah.
Even when I was a kid. My brothers called me Dude way before the Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
My sister calls me Butch because I hated getting haircuts.
That's funny. Tommy calls a lot of his sisters Butch.
Hey,
Tommy, it's
what
not fair.
Heck?
I just met you. I have no business telling jokes like that.
That was beautiful.
But it's a fact.
Man, that's
the problem. Tommy Brennan, we've learned a few things. You are from?
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Minnesota. You're 30, but you look 18. Interesting. Do you have a girlfriend? Are you married? What's going on over there?
I've got a girlfriend. Just hit a year.
All right.
You've got to get out of that.
Hang in there. That's 2 years.
We're fighting a lot. So
okay.
We're going to make it. It's good.
Call her woman a lot.
Okay.
And try this one. You're not a bitch. You're just acting like one. How about that?
Always say acting like.
I've thrown that out there.
Try that.
So that's helping.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great line that always works. Oh. Did you meet her in a traditional manner, or was this one of those internet online apps?
We met in real life.
Okay, good. That's good.
I think internet might be traditional now.
Sadly.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Sadly. It's
very odd to me. Yeah, I can't do it.
I mean, you can't smell them online.
Oh. Ho, 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 ho.
Hey, Tom, that's not acceptable online or offline.
Yeah.
To
were
sniff
you smelling
your
people? Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying. I know what you mean.
I went ahead and ordered you a coffee. Now, can I get a whiff of you over here? Is that what you're doing?
No, I could never.
Are you still dating? Yes or no?
No. Okay. I could never do that.
Online dating?
Yeah, I could never have been able to. No, never.
Okay, yeah.
It seems like that would be right in your wheelhouse.
That's the way it is online.
But Tommy, you met yours in real life, as you said.
Met mine in real life, me and my...
At a bar?
My girlfriend. Family reunion. But... no, she's a comic as well. So,
oh, okay.
So we were friends for like 4 years. And then started things up when I moved to New York.
Cool.
Yeah.
Does she fix your jokes for you? Is she extremely critical?
I would say she's the inspiration for some.
Yeah.
That's a good answer, Tom.
Yeah, we get in a fight, and then I walk away after I lose, and then I write it down. It's never worth winning the fight, you know? Yeah, have you ever won an argument against your girlfriend or wife and then been like, wow, the vibes in here are great? Yeah, I'm happy with my behavior.
She's crying. I'm calling my boys to celebrate. Yeah, I won this time.
She thinks all the points I made were really, really smart. So.
She loved it when I said, I told you so. That always goes over well.
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.